Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on October 12th regarding Diego, D-I-E-G-O, Sica, S-I-C-A. The examinee had assistance in providing his history from our bilingual medical assistant. Paired, Mr. Sica is a 73-year-old male who reports he injured his right leg and foot on 5/11/21, but he was opening the door when panels fell on his chest, and he fell sitting on the floor on his panel, and the panels on his right foot. Peter went to Cooper Hospital emergency room afterwards. Peter had further evaluation, leading to a diagnosis of a fractured right foot. Peter, this was treated without surgical intervention. Peter is no longer receiving any active care. Peter, new paragraph. Per his claim petition, Mr. Sica alleged large pieces of metal fell on his right foot, causing fracture right foot and ankle. Peer treatment records show he was attended to by BLS and EMS personnel on 5/11/21. Peer was taken to Cooper Hospital emergency room. Peer reported multiple large pieces of metal fell onto his right lower extremity. Peer, they weighed about 70 pounds each. Peer has exquisite tenderness to light palpation of the lower extremity. Parity had a history of right knee surgery. Parity underwent ultrasound and x-rays to be inserted here. Period. He was diagnosed with closed fracture of the second metatarsal bone and closed fracture of the medial cuneiform bone. Brady was placed in a splint by orthopedics and was admitted to the trauma floor. Period. And underlying this, there appears to have been some type of vascular study also done with his x-rays. Period. New paragraph. On 5/27/21, he was seen by Dr. Mashru, M-A-S-H-R-U. Post-hospitalization, period. X-rays in the office showed non-displaced second and fourth metatarsal base fractures. Period, the foot was immobilized, and it was placed in a cam boot slash hard sole shoe to protect weight bearing, period. He followed up with Dr. Mashru over the next several months, running through 8/23/21 period. On that occasion, x-rays looked normal and the metatarsal bones looked healed. Period, had started to develop arthritis in his mid-foot. Period. New paragraph. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 9/20/21 for an ITRA treatment evaluation. Period. He continued to complain of right foot pain and swelling, as well as right knee pain. Period. Dr. Lipschultz gave diagnoses to be inserted as marked. Period. He believed Mr. Sica's fractures had healed and wanted to have him continue with a comfortable support shoe and sneaker, as well as a physical therapy program. Relative to the diagnosis of a right leg deep vein thrombosis, he advised utilization of a full dose aspirin. Brady will also going to order an ultrasound of the right leg and vascular consultation, as well as right leg knee-high medium compression stocking. Period. On 10/12/21, he was seen by vascular specialist Dr. McMackin, MC, capital M-A-C-K-I-N, period. She discussed the need for long-term compression therapy to prevent breakdown of the medial calf in the future. Period. She was having him get a repeat duplex to ensure there had been no progression of his previous thrombus that would require new anticoagulation. Period. He did undergo an ultrasound 11-5-21 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. McAlpin reviewed these results with him on 11-9-21. Period. On that occasion, she diagnosed post-traumatic thrombotic syndrome as well as chronic deep vein thrombosis of the popliteal vein of the right lower extremity. Period. He needs to wear his compression stockings daily. Period. He also followed up with Dr. Lipschultz in the interim running through 2-17-22. At that juncture, he was back to work full duty. Period. The right stretch at the foot fractures had healed, and his right knee had only intermittent discomfort. Period. He had a non-antalgic gait and good range of motion. Period. He was discharged for care to return on an as-needed basis. Period. Based upon the documentation, Mr. Sika, in fact, did not undergo any surgery on his foot or ankle. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed venous stasis skin changes more on the left than the right. Period. He did have bulky varicose veins bilaterally. Period. There was fungus formation on the toes bilaterally. Period. Overlying the left thigh was a 10.5-inch scar laterally. He attributed to a motor vehicle accident. But he also had a circular scar around the left knee. Period. The venous stasis skin changes on the right lower extremity were thick and leathery and dark, running approximately about 5 inches superior to the ankle. Period. Right ankle plantar flexion was to 25 degrees, but motion was otherwise full without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the ankle, knees, left ankle, knees, and hips was otherwise full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-. For resisted right plantar flexion, an extensive analysis, longer strength, and a somewhat narrow reducible fashion, but this was otherwise 5/5. Feet and ankles normal, lumbosacral. He was able to stand on his heels and walk on his toes with difficulty. Pretty changed positions fluidly, but declined attempting to squat and rise. Period. Impressions on 5/11/21. Diego Seca's right foot and ankle were struck by heavy objects that fell on it. Period. He was seen that day at the emergency room and found to have fractures. Period. He was admitted for further medical attention through 5/13/21. Period. He then underwent an ultrasound of 5/16/21 that identified a deep vein thrombosis. Period. He came into the vascular care of Dr. McMackin and was anticoagulated. But he also saw Dr. Mashrew. I treated him conservatively. Period. He later was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz, who continued to treat him conservatively through 2/7/22. Period. At that juncture, x-rays showed his fractures had healed. Period. A repeat ultrasound showed chronic findings, but Dr. McMackin did not think he needed reinstitution of anticoagulation. Period. She did identify venous stasis skin changes. Period. New paragraph of the current examination. found there to be venous diastasis skin changes on both lower extremities, more on the right than the left. Period. These were thick, dark, and leathery in texture. Period. He had minimally decreased range of motion about the right ankle, only in plantar flexion. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He ambulated a physiologic gait. Period. He could stand on his heels, but had difficulty walking on his toes. Period. He did not utilize a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period. In paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period. This will include his fractures as well as the deep vein thrombosis. And that is the end.